The seven Sundays, devotion to Saint Joseph. The fifth Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sorrow. Joseph has to flee to Egypt. The joy. Joseph is always with Jesus and Mary. O most watchful guardian of the Son of God, glorious Saint Joseph, great was your toil in supporting and waiting upon the Son of God, especially during the flight into Egypt. Yet how you rejoiced to have God Himself always near you. By this sorrow and this joy, obtain for us the grace that would keep us safe from the devil, especially the help we need to flee from dangerous situations. May we serve Jesus and Mary, and for them alone may we live and happily die. The following reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there till I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfil what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Herod learned from the Magi, who came from the east, about the birth of the King of the Jews. And when the Magi departed, he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem, and in all that region who were 2 years old or under. By killing them all, he wished to kill the newborn King of the Jews, whom he had heard about. The Church deeply venerates this family and proposes it as the model of all families. Inserted directly in the mystery of the Incarnation, the family of Nazareth has its own special mystery. And in this mystery, as in the Incarnation, one finds true fatherhood, the human form of the family of the Son of God, a true human family formed by the divine mystery. In this family, Joseph is the father. His fatherhood is not one that derives from the begetting offspring, but neither is it an apparent or merely substitute fatherhood. Rather, it is one that fully shares in authentic human fatherhood and the mission of a father in the family. This is a consequence of the hypostatic union, humanity taken up into the unity of the divine person of the Word Son, Jesus Christ. Together with human nature, and all that is human, and especially the family, as the first dimension of man's existence in the world, is also taken up in Christ. Within this context, Joseph's human fatherhood was also taken up in the mystery of Christ's incarnation. Pray for us, blessed Joseph, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your Son. As we enjoy his protection on earth, may we have the help of his prayers in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, please join me in praying the Litany of Saint Joseph. Simply click the link on the screen.